You're listening to Four Guys, One Film. What are you laughing at?
George's bitches.
All right, guys.
This part wow, is going to have a lot of hate.
Okay. It's going to be a lot of hate.
A lot of hate.
A lot of loudness.
A lot of negativity.
A lot of lynch. A
lot of opinions.
Okay.
This is going to be the first movie in a long time where we just haven't been able to watch it and review it on the same day.
Yeah, we're here a week later after watching David Lynch's Blue Velvet.
I'm upset.
What are you upset about? I mean, this is a beautiful Americana film. Right here, okay?
It's fucking eerie and creepy as shit, bro. To be honest, like, it's creepy.
Yeah.
Like,
well, you know what? I'm kind of glad that you guys have these opinions.
But it's not, like, a creepy in a good way. Like, oh, shit, I'm going to get scared. Nah, this is creepy. I'm like, this guy's... One's a fucking pedophile.
Wait, who is the pedophile?
The main...
Mommy!
Yeah.
All right, wait.
Mommy, I want to fuck!
Baby, want to fuck?
And he's abusing, like, physically and psychologically, this poor woman. And she kidnaps her child.
The crazy part is that none of that was in the script. He just said that he was into that.
He's like, wait.
Dennis
Hopper was
a fucking
freak.
Well, I mean...
Let me just spitball here.
To anybody that's listening and they've never heard of Blue Velvet and they've never heard of David Lynch.
Good, keep it that way. Never watched that shit. That shit was weird.
Yeah. If you don't like the weird stuff, don't look into this. If you love the weird stuff, you better go balls deep.
This is a discretionary tale right now. If you're gonna watch a David Lynch movie, it's gonna be fucking weird.
Because David Lynch is known for his very surreal, dreamlike films that make almost no sense to the average
viewer. I like Lost Highway. That was surreal.
We'll get into that.
But
we'll
it wasn't like anywhere like this.
Well, you know, it's funny because on the surface, Blue Velvet is pretty straightforward because this is just about a regular guy, regular kid who finds a severed ear and looks
just
into,
like me yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just a casual occurrence. Yeah.
And he just decides to kind of go into this. It's like, where did this ear come from? And through this journey, he kind of sees that there's this weird underbelly, like just some weird shit going on in this, like, you know, quote unquote perfect little town. You know, and he meets some crazy characters like Frank.
No minorities. It's fucking crazy.
Zero.
Well,
actually,
was in 1960s.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, where's the diversity hire? Jesus Christ.
The kid, the main kid.
He's like, there was one Italian.
Was his name Jeffrey?
yeah.
Jeffrey Beaumont, right? He was working with that blind guy.
That's a different kind of.
Oh, you're talking about the hardware store, yeah.
Yeah, the hardware store.
They were like, what can, you know, minorities amount to at this day and age? They can be clerks at a hardware store.
Yeah, in like the 1980s. I
make manager one day.
I mean, yes, guys, it is a weird movie because you see a lot of violence against a woman. You see some very perverted characters. You see some.
See, but that's not the
issue. Crazy people.
I'm
okay with that.
Being a woman isn't my problem. No, okay.
Gator's like, that's what I enjoyed about it. Now let's talk about what I dislike.
No. It's because like
she got away.
No, because you can use all those elements to tell a fucking movie. You get to tell a story, right?
Right.
But I feel like there was like. He just did it just to be fucking weird. Okay, it wasn't even like, oh, I'm telling a story through this. It was just like. All this weird shit's happening. Let me illustrate all this shit.
No, I don't think it, I don't think it was like just
I think it's very purposeful.
Straight, you know, debauchery for no reason. Yeah. I think it did have an overall meaning that like it's just the good, the evil, and how there's a slippery slope in between. But I didn't like how it was depicted, to be honest with you. I do see that the message is there. Personally, I was not a fan. Mm-hmm. I did not enjoy it.
And I think that's okay because obviously, you're uncomfortable with what you saw.
Yeah,
like this is not a normal story or a normal film to you. You just don't see how these pieces fit together. Right?
I just didn't like the execution. Like I could see how all these pieces would fit if the movie was better written, actors were okay, and I think just.
First of all, we got Dennis Hopper in here.
That's
Frank.
We got
Kyle MacLachlan. We got Laura Dern.
Laura Dern's crying ass.
And we got Isabella Rossellini, who's a legendary actress.
Also crying was ass.
I thought she was incredible in this.
Weren't they all kind of in the beginning of their stages, though?
Half of them were like three-quarters of the way into their stages. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Dennis Hopper was already old.
Yeah. Dennis Hopper, he already did Easy Rider, obviously, maybe like 10 years before this. Kyle MacLachlan, definitely a rising star. Laura Dern, same thing.
Yeah.
And Isabella Rossellini, she's a Nepo baby, her parents.
Yeah, right? So it's just like, some of them were pretty sad. There was a good mix-up of like who could act.
Yeah, I see what you did there.
Mm-hmm.
So the acting was okay. It was just, I feel like the execution wasn't there. I just, the way it was written wasn't there. I feel like it was like, okay, it's doing too much in the subtle nuances factor. Like, okay, like you really got to think through this fucking movie, which is fine. If the movie had actually played into the topics it was trying to illustrate better.
Uh-huh.
This movie just wasn't fucking pretty.
It wasn't like, pretty.
I hate to say that, but
it was just too raw for me.
You love it raw.
No. The thing is that, like, there's a way, there's a way to depict this type of, like, violence and debauchery and, like, and then this was just, like, too in your face. Like, you can just fucking insinuate to it rather than... No, because it's like, I've seen so many other better ways where it's like, they don't have to depict the actual violence on screen.
But, you know, that was kind of crazy.
I think the shock factor that he was going for, just like really try to, I think he was just like, I'm going to try to like separate myself from other people. And I'm going to be really like captivating, very like in your fucking face, which mm-hmm. again, right. it could be great. And when you do it with those type of like subjects, it has to be done well.
You know, I kind of feel that. That direction is a bit refreshing because he's not afraid to show you what's what. Yeah. Because, like, this is reality. Like, it's not... I'm not saying that these situations are, like, oh, this happens, like, right now. But similar things happen. You know, women are abused. There are crazy psychopaths out there. And there is weird stuff going on that you don't know about.
You know, this movie was crazy to think about, like, how it portrayed, like, PTSD and trauma in general, too. Like, the woman, you know, she changed to the point where she now was craving the abuse. Like, she was like, hit me. And you could see every time she got hit, she would smile and like, it felt good to her.
It's like when I hit George.
Yeah. The right. He's fucking
like,
loves
it's like
it.
Stockholm Syndrome. Exactly. You know, you like, just gotta honestly, love your abuser.
Yeah, exactly.
You see, it came a little bit right now.
Right. Well, he loved
just
that.
Him. Not yet. Not yet. Imagine.
But
who's next?
But the idea that like it shows that, you know, sometimes like these movies only show like the little bits of trauma and shit and like, and then they move on. Like, they don't show, like, how trauma can impact over extended period of times and, like, shape your psyche.
Yeah, so I think that's cool. The thing here. Yeah, it lingers on the trauma. Like, when you see Frank beat up, what's her name? Dorothy, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you see Jeffrey still, like, staring at her through the closet. And, you know, I think maybe in a typical movie, you know, you'd move away from that because it's too uncomfortable, right? But we still keep watching. But in a way, I think David Lynch is kind of, like, a genius because... Because Jeffrey represents us in a way, because he's just a regular guy who's falling into this thing, and you know, all of a sudden we're seeing the world through his eyes, and you know, we're looking through the closet just like him, just like him.
Yeah, he's just your run of the mill pedophile.
Yeah. You know, wait, what makes him a pedophile?
Well, I'm sorry.
He was like 27
dating a fucking 16-17 year old.
And then she was 18.
And then he's just fucking peeping Tom over there, sliding in a woman's closet evidence.
He was 20.
He's just like us.
He's 25, dating a 17-year-old girl, and the girl explicitly said, "I have a fucking boyfriend, creep." And he's like, "You know, nah, it's cool. It's not like that. Fuck it." They start kissing and making out, and then he's like, and she's like, "I love you."
Yeah.
He's like, "Yeah, whatever."
Baby. He said it back. He said, "I love you too." And then he fucked the other girl.
Right.
That same day.
He's just like us.
But I think
maybe George, I don't know.
I think it's a mistake.
Alex is the one making the comparison.
It's a mistake to watch a David Lynch film and look at it objectively, because his films are not on the surface at all. Like, yeah, like obviously he's dating somebody who's like slightly younger than him. He's like 2x her, this and that.
That's
but
he's like 10 years apart, buddy.
I don't think it's 10 years.
They said he was 25, she was 17.
They said that?
Yeah.
That's disgusting. But look, like, it's not about what it, you know, actually is on the surface. It's about like the mood, the feeling, what it's trying to portray.
No, I get
you know,
that, but there's so like, many other ways of portraying it. This leaves nothing to the imagination. But why would like the scenes of graphic violence are like, they linger, and I'm like, this did not need to be a fucking 5-minute scene. Disturbing. Like, Jesus Christ, yeah. It's
and you know
it's
what's crazy?
Up.
This is super tame compared to like some other stuff. It's very tame.
And like they took 20 minutes, like in the first 20 minutes, just where the guy picks up the ear.
Right,
like that was like a big waste of time. I'm like, okay, like
I was gonna mention this. That's where I don't agree. This movie is extremely unreliable.
Look, that's what bugs him.
It's a huge.
Like, he spent 10 minutes picking up a fucking
looking
ear.
At the
okay,
ear.
Van Gogh. But God damn it.
Let me say that Isaac You know, he walks by a fucking park. You know, he's strolling around looking at 17-year-old girls.
You're in your mid-20s.
And he finds an ear. You know what Isaac, the big-ass brown fucking person, doesn't do? Is pick up an ear and go to the cops. Because the first thing that they're going to do is say...
He didn't pick it up with his hands.
Where did you get this?
No, he picked it up with his hands.
Yeah.
Where did you get this ear, brown man?
He still picked it up with his hands, asshole. Yeah, what do you mean he didn't pick it up?
But only one hand, because his right hand was occupied.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But anyway, like I said, people of color, they don't apply to this. It's like horror movies. They're like, they're screaming that way. Got it. Turn around and go the other way.
What does that have to do with anything?
What I'm saying is, like, this movie isn't relatable in the sense of, like, he consistently... Jeffrey was just like... Gotta solve this mystery. I gotta solve this murder. And it's just like,
right. Yeah, we see crime. We're like, nah, I'm good.
I'm gonna get blamed. Like, I need to get away.
I see what you guys are saying, but you're approaching it like totally wrong, because it's not the fact
relatability factor.
Yeah.
Alexis,
yeah, because he hired black people in his movies and he did not put them in the front. So I'll say David Lynch do roles.
And Nick is unhinged at the moment.
I think he's very hinged, Alexis. Where is the relatability? Yeah. Tell us, because I didn't see a fucking speck.
The film student in here, how is this relatable to the norms?
What? What was your question?
I want to ask the guy that actually, he went to school, to, like, how is this relatable to the normal people? Because Alexis is claiming that it's relatable to all of us. The guy that's his whole fucking...
I'm not saying it's relatable to us. Like, we can live... I'm saying that he... No. I'm saying that
he... said he's a guy Jeffrey, like us.
I'm saying he's like us.
Yeah.
He's just a regular dude until he starts going into this weird journey and he starts seeing this weird shit and doing weird shit.
But I think...
Because he doesn't start off as this weird guy. He's changed by the things that he sees.
He was a pretty weird dude from the beginning.
No, but that's also the other thing is... It's already in you. Like, I'll be honest, man. I think we're all perverts, aren't we? We're a little weird.
We can say a little weird.
I was gonna say, you stick to weird.
I
don't know about pervert, but weird, yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna miss me with that, bro. Those are the Japanese jeans talking, bro.
You guys don't watch the same videos I do?
Oh my god. Hey bro.
He's like, wait, you guys, remember when you're on a public train, you know, right. you don't do the picture, remember
when they had to put the clicking sound on the cameras nationwide just because of, you know, what you guys got going on over there?
He's like, come on.
So then maybe we're not perverts, but we're at least,
that's like
at
the
least,
worst choice of words you could have used. Jesus
at least
Christ.
We can say that we're curious people.
I would say, I think maybe what you're saying is we have primal instincts. Like as humans, exactly, we're all primal, right? It's encoded in our DNA. There are certain urges that people have, just as humans, right?
Okay, because
that is completely different.
Let me bring something up. All right, we're watching the movie. Jeffrey is in Dorothy's house in her apartment. He's in the closet watching her get naked, this and that. You guys are watching. You guys are watching the movie.
You made me.
No. But I'm saying you guys had. You had a choice to close your fucking eyes or leave the room. So did you and you, but you didn't do that. You kept watching the movie.
See, but look, there's a difference.
It's just for science.
We didn't know what was going to happen next, right?
So?
We don't know if she was going to get naked. For all we know, she could just take it off.
Says the one that's like, oh, where's the titty?
Where's the titty?
says the one that's like, well, I don't see no titty. I ain't watching.
He's all defensive now.
Yeah, he's like, no, I mean, I get your point in like, they're like, look, I'll say we're all weird, and that obviously, like,
yeah,
like,
I think maybe perverts was too,
and
too
primal
strong.
Was good too. It's like, which one of us is not like a sexual?
I know you
scene
guys.
Where he's kissing.
I know you guys. You guys
Jeffrey
are all
with
fucking
lipstick
perverts.
Ten
did,
times.
Did we go to one of Diddy's parties? Maybe.
Maybe. It won't. I won't confirm it until it's confirmed.
Yeah.
But like that's
no
what I'm
parties
saying.
Parties in L.A., dude. That's why.
It's like Jeffrey is in there doing something wrong. But he can't look away, and he's staying, even though it gets weirder and weirder and weirder.
See, but a normal person would have had, at one point or another, is like, when is enough? Like,
right.
As a normal person, we have, okay, is this, like, we have, I guess, certain things ingrained into ourselves. That's what separates us from being weird, from being perverts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you could also make the argument, like, he's in a closet, and he's so close to getting caught, so he's keeping, like, vigilant, and he's also kind of like, fuck, like, I don't want her to see me, so
100%.
He has to stay.
I mean, and clearly, he's a weirdo, because he went to her apartment, like,
yeah, no, that's also fucking crazy.
Yeah, he has some sort of like thing about him that he feels like he has.
Yes, and even in that time, right, he found the fucking ear in the forest, right? He was walking around in a fucking empty ass a forest, and you find an ear. I'm not gonna fucking pick that shit up, even if it was the 1960s.
Yeah, I'm just gonna jizz on it.
Also, that's where
George, you're really fucking up the audio.
This guy, we're not fucking perverts. This guy over here.
Jesus Christ. But also, he's proving my point. For most fucking teenagers, apparently this guy was a fucking teenager. No, that's where it ends.
He was a fucking
grown ass man. Whatever. Right. That's where it ends. You 60s? Pick up the ear and you're like, this is it. That's all it came up to.
And you're totally right. But then this thing escalates because this guy can't let go of that morbid curiosity of where is this going to lead me next.
Yeah, he feels like he has to be the one to help solve
it. A normal person wouldn't go to those extremes. They would be like, okay, I found an ear. I'm not going to touch it. I'm going to remember where the fuck it's at. I'm going to call the police. Come back. That's the, even if it doesn't matter what age you're in, that's the rational fucking
thing. No, and that's I think we're kind of losing track because it's not about whether a normal person would do this or not. It's about this kid's journey.
Well, I think Alexis has a valid point. Mm-hmm. Lynch does take you through a journey through this normal kid that eventually goes down a wrong path, and then it just as easily could be him becoming, what's the fucking
Frank,
degenerate?
Yeah.
Frank.
He could become something
because
like that.
Frank, literally, same thing. He just went down the wrong path. All of a sudden, now he's like into some weird shit. He's also hanging with the wrong people. He's fucking off the rails on cocaine.
But Frank...
It could have just as easily been
him. No, because I think Frank had something... You can... With Frank, you can tell he's had some abuse as a kid. Not like...
No, but that's exactly... He got... kid got abused by that lady because it's a cycle.
I know,
and then just as easily, he could have liked it and then became the abuser or a victim down the road.
The difference between Frank...
Good one, George.
And what's the main character's name?
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey is that Frank, you can tell, has some like trauma as a kid. And fucking Jeffrey just looked like he lived a fucking very normal, boring-ass fucking life in the Midwest. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to venture out. And he went way too fucking deep, way too fucking fast.
Exactly.
No, but that's the whole... I think that's the whole thing that Alexis is trying to say and that Lynch was trying to depict. And I can see that. But even then, I'm kind of like, I don't agree. Yeah. It's not that simple.
It's
just
you're not just having two or three interactions
like that. And then now you're a fucking
drug addict. Clearly, Jeffrey wants something like this. But I think he thinks that, you know, he's going to be safe the further he goes. But obviously, he isn't safe because he reaches a breaking point when he meets Frank and they take him out and he thinks he's going to die at some point, you know, and he just sees this like weird, sick world. And then there's that scene where he's back home, you know, in his room and he's breaking down and crying. Like that's a normal reaction, I think, to all that's happened.
And also there's a parallel between the high school girl and then this older. Yeah, because he's like, he just as easily could fall for her because she's like, she brings something new and erotic and different.
Exactly.
And then you have the girl that's like goody two shoes. Right. Like she's still
there's a lot of this or that. Like you said, the innocent girl, the not so innocent girl, the normal life, the Frank life.
It's interesting to see too. Like I hate to say it, but like the idea of like how like naive she is. Being so young in the sense of she's like, I forgive you, I love you, you know, no matter what, who cares?
She did has left her boyfriend too.
Yeah, she left her boyfriend and she's like, I feel like women in particular go through like that thing where when they're so young, they end up with assholes who will just walk all over them and like treat them like shit. And then it unfortunately like just, I mean, you have no choice but to grow some sort of thick skin or shell and just be like, I'll never let another person talk to me or treat me that way.
What George did in his 20s.
Exactly. And then
he is in his 20s.
And then you end up with
still doing it.
Allegedly.
And then you keep going and you end up with someone like what was her name again?
Dorothy.
We should have brushed up on the names. I'm like, it's been a week, viewers. It's been a week.
Yeah.
Sorry, Frank is the bad guy. Jeffrey's the main kid. Dorothy's the
Blue Velvet singer.
Yeah, blue. And then I forgot Laura Dern's character.
The important thing is that we know what the fuck happened in this movie.
Yeah, that's the important thing.
Okay.
I mean, at least it's not like Lost Highway where we had to fucking read some spark notes and dive deep into what.
Don't be saying that. That's what we lose viewers.
Hey, we're normal too, guys. We don't understand everything.
Yeah.
One go.
Yeah. So you know, this is
we gotta come out as sophisticated.
We're very sophisticated.
We're not movie perverts. Snobs, guys.
Yeah. We're not perverts. We're just curious.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Like we wear director's hats with like coffee.
Right.
And,
right. No underwear though.
No underwear.
I kind of want to ask what is the most uncomfortable scene in the movie for you guys?
I don't think it was uncomfortable, just bad. Like, it was just the execution. And, like, you know what? Like,
I think, I mean, yeah, like, there's weird scenes, like, where he, the Frank puts on makeup and, like, lipstick. You don't like that? And yeah, he just tries to forcefully kiss him. Like, I was just like, what the fuck does that even, is that a power play?
I remember having to rewatch that scene multiple times because I could never finish the movie after watching that.
He couldn't finish. He just had to keep watching it.
The scene was too short.
And
yeah. It's like, I didn't have to rewind it 10 times.
Not Nick's proud as fat, but he got the job done.
Hey, shit, dude. A win is a win.
But yeah, a lot of it has to do with execution of how he did stuff. Mm-hmm. Again, the topics I don't think were too crazy, even for the 80s when he did this movie. Like, you could touch on all that stuff. I think it just wasn't, there was like zero class, zero like fucking.
What do you mean class?
Yeah, I think I agree.
What do you mean?
Gator
what do you mean by class?
With this,
like as a filmmaker at that point, he still didn't have like sophistication to like the reasoning, like there wasn't like any like
you just feel like it was just inserted to,
like,
to...
it was just inserted. It just like what point did he did again like the lipstick? Like what point did that fucking play to the overall like scheme of the movie? Mm. It just showed that it just illustrated more of the fact that the guy was a little deranged and he obviously had some fucking issue. Yeah. But that was already preset from the way that he treated his girlfriend
because
he had kid like that was all that stuff was already in there weird.
I think there's extreme examples where this works well. Like, I mean, I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Tarantino movies, there's extreme gore and violence. And a lot of times it serves a purpose and it's done well. Another example, Old Boy. We recently watched that. Mm-hmm. The scene where he's cutting off his own tongue and it's graphic, it's gritty, and it's like violent. But it serves a purpose. He's in agony. He's in such disgust.
There's a lead up to it.
Yeah, that it serves a purpose. This is just blatant like... thrown out there and not, it doesn't, like it's too in your face and it doesn't serve
like
a purpose.
Frank's character just felt like it just kept, all the characters felt like they were one up in each other from whatever was happening until the point where either they died or they knew that they no longer wanted to do it. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to not do it like probably midway from them one upping themselves. So it just felt very tasteless a lot of the time. It felt like, fuck, dude, okay, I get it. What are you trying to else illustrate? There's nothing else besides. It made it, instead of being a movie that had a lot of thought, a lot of depth into it, it made it seem very above the surface. Mm. Made it like unless you're really into this genre, which I, you know, whatever.
Clearly, right? Lexus is just like a pervert.
Like we all are.
You know, whatever, right? But like it the necessity for it wasn't called for. Mm. I feel like the movie's tone wasn't.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because when the movie came out, it was very controversial, obviously because of those scenes with Dorothy.
Men kissing. Right?
And I think...
that was the only issue.
That's probably...
Like, there was homosexuality.
I don't like that you're showing what I do with my wife at home.
But also, I think the scenes with Dennis Hopper where it's a very weird character that I don't think I've seen in another movie.
Yeah.
Where he's just very like balls to the wall. I don't know what he's doing, why he's doing it, but he's just this like living embodiment of fucking rage and randomness and anarchy, you know? And so I think these characters aren't supposed to be like in a regular, you know, film, like in a regular narrative story, you know? I think they function in a very different way where... I don't know. I guess I could compare it to like, you know, when you see a painting, right? Like there is no story being told, but you get reactions by seeing certain colors, certain landscape. Like I don't think he's creating a regular movie here. I think it's like just a weird.
So it's
mood.
All very deliberate and intentional.
I think it's a mood that he's trying to, or an atmosphere that he's trying to
like
create.
Let the audience fill in.
I think it's a very like. Again, it's a very classless way of trying to create atmosphere, especially like again, it's just even if you're a fucking psychopath or a crazy person, there's still some type of fucking reasoning for what you're doing.
That's not true.
Yeah, I mean, kind of by definition, there really is.
Not by definition, but like there's certain like okay, like if I know this character is gonna do this, it's because this ticked them off. There's some type of reasoning for the reason why they did that. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying. Their reasons for doing it are logical.
Right.
I think that's two different things. In this case, it just seemed like it was illogical and no reasoning behind the actions of Frank as a whole.
I think, well, Frank was the only illogical character in the film, wasn't he? Like, did do you feel like you understood where everyone else was coming from?
Yeah.
No, the girl, the teen, she didn't act like...
No, I think she acted like a teen girl, in my opinion. But what I was going to say there's a whole lot of, like... You know, I was trying to think about, like, other movies for a second, because my point that I was going to make was the idea of, like, shit not making sense. But you look at Lost Highway and some of his other films, mm-hmm. it's like, some things are just, like, you're not supposed to know what the reasoning for it is. But I feel like it ties in a little bit better. Like, even the scene I was telling you, it was like the scene with Ben, where Ben is like singing along to a song and they're finding out, like, oh, they're like, oh, go let her see her kid. Go let Dorothy see her kid. And like, he's just like, I love Ben. This fucking guy is great and all this other stuff, right? Like, it was, again, the kind of like Isaac was saying, shock factor, just watching him like in another derailed state with other derailed people. Like, it didn't really, in my opinion, help. Like, it didn't. It was cool and it was fun and it was like interesting, but like when I think of like Lost Highway, all of the crazier scenes, I feel like really did impact the story. Like, if you would have removed a lot of that and just shown him like angry saying, hey Ben, and then be like, go let Dorothy see her kid, and then like them mess with Jeffrey a little bit and then they leave right away, and none of the singing, none of the other stuff, wouldn't have changed the film at all for me. It wouldn't have done any different. Ben, like, Ben's introduction as a weird character who did his own things was just like, I don't want to say useless in a mean way, but like useless in like, it didn't really add to Frank's story, in my opinion.
I feel like it did add to Frank. I think you see a strange side of him where he's being soothed by Ben as he's singing, and the scene with Ben is framed, it's kind of like, it's odd, but sort of angelic with the lights, and you know, he's very like, like, he's not actually singing, but he's lip singing, and there's something nice about it to me. And then as you see Frank kind of like, wow, like just like being stuck in like you see a different angle of Frank where he's not this crazy, you know, psycho.
But I felt like I disagree. I think he was still crazy. I think it's kind of like when you like, they have those fucking ADHD jokes where they're just like, oh, back rooms, and like jingling keys to try to get someone's attention when they have ADHD. It's like similar to that. It's like, I got to do something a little crazy to like get you down to earth and like back to regular. Right. And I felt like they already showed so much of his crazy side. So for me, I think maybe it was just a little
important. Maybe what I connected that scene to is that the chick was a singer too. Mm-hmm. And then also he has obviously like attachment issues with like his mother potentially. Mm-hmm. So he has mommy issues where he likes talking to her like he's a baby, all that. And then the motherly, you know, person that sings, that's also an attribute that he would potentially like calm him down and make him feel good. So she's an actress. I mean, she's a singer. She does that. So him doing that, it's a clear depiction. Like, oh yeah, there's that connection. Yeah.
That's what it is. Maybe that's like a father type figure to him. I mean, obviously it's not explicit.
I don't know
film,
if it's just mommy issues. It could be parental.
You could interpret it many different ways. Yeah, but
that's the only connection I saw. But I mean, those scenes with all those other demented people, those are very, you know, realistic of what most junkies and degenerates are like. Like, it's spot on. That's how crazy
and
unhinged people act.
Like, they're not all like some of them are, they're all old, which was interesting. We were talking about that, but they look normal. Like, I feel like nowadays movies sometimes try to fucking like say like everyone's got to look like, you know, a crack addict who's been at it for 20 years.
No,
not
it's
like
crazy, dude.
Just
bro, I know like people and like people personally, like not like I know them, but that have been affected by like family members and stuff that are like that. And they're really completely normal people for the most part because they're highly functioning addicts. But that doesn't take away from the fact that they're addicts and that they do crazy unhinged shit typically when they're high. But most of the time, they're normal people, which is fucking crazy to think about unless you know addicts that are struggling through that. They're literally, it's crazy. Sometimes you won't even know people are high, like, or they're at that stage, which is insane. It's like there's highly functioning people that are like that. So it is very realistic.
Nick is high.
Yeah.
On pot news.
God damn
it. On pot news.
No, yeah. But, yeah. I mean,
overall. Well, yeah. I kind of, you know, want to bring up this idea too, because we've seen Lost Highway, and Lost Highway was very dreamlike, very strange, and I think that's a more like established or defined vision that David Lynch did, you know. And I think Blue Velvet is a bit messier, but in some ways this feels like a nightmare too. You know, this is these are weird things happening that don't make any sense. Things, strange things happening in the background, and Jeffrey is just kind of like just there, speechless. He doesn't really do much or say much. He doesn't really do anything until later when he actually punches Frank. And then I think that's where he does the lipstick thing, right? After that.
Yeah, yeah. It was in the car where he punches Frank, and then Frank takes him out, and he's like, oh, you want me to... He pulls out a switch knife.
Right.
He's like, I'm going to kill you, and then he starts making out with him.
Yeah.
Weird, but...
but it's again, like a weird power thing.
Not my
proudest
fat, but yeah. Not my least.
Yeah.
So, I don't even want to know what the least is.
Yeah. Now, I don't think I'm, like, able to convince you guys to enjoy the film anymore, you know, but... I think it's interesting comparing it to Lost Highway, though.
Now, since you appreciate the movie, what do you like? What brings you to this movie? Like, why? Like, what are some of the interesting? What are the highlights? Because we, again, for all we know, we're looking at it at a very above the surface like
mm-hmm.
point of view. What changes this movie into?
I think you guys are just looking at the movie as best as you guys can probably relate to. Okay. You know, like maybe I...
You dumb fucks aren't smart enough
to understand.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
He's like, look, I mean, with your level of IQ, I think that the problem right. isn't the movie. I think it's just right. your understanding of
no,
things.
No, like I actually... I had a feeling that you guys were going to not like this movie. You know, because I do think it's messy. I do think it shows things a little too viscerally. Like it's too in your face.
But you know, I like messy. Like I fucked with Lost. I fucked with, you know,
Lost?
Lost the
show Lost, yeah.
I fucked with Lost Highway. I like you know what it is?
Just like, all the Lost stuff?
Well no. Yeah. Anything Lost, you know?
Lost.
Yeah. Lost in translation.
Lost in space. Yeah.
Lost type of pussy card.
Yeah. But no, like I think for me it's just like when you think about like something like Lost, where it's like, oh, we're gonna not give you a lot, and then wrap up at towards the end of a season.
Wait, shut the fuck up! I started.
I'm saying we're not gonna give you a lot, but towards the end of a season or series, we're gonna wrap up stuff, right? Or you think about Lost Highway, where it's like everything is really weird, and I'm gonna make you interpret it however you do. But it's so like, I felt like there was a flow. Like it starts off normal movie, gets a little weirder, and then it just like goes balls off the wall. Versus this one was like. Normal, weird, normal. Like, it kept coming back, which I get that whole purpose of, like, I'm going to show you that this isn't just, like, a weird supernatural thing. It's, like, what's happening to a real kid or a real person and could happen to any one of us with a psychopath in our lives. I get it. But I just don't feel like it's the best example of, like, a psychopath. I feel like this is, like, Joker would have been a better version of that, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, a psychopath in real life, you know? And with amongst everything versus like you have other movies like Lost Highway, which would be like Joker in a universe like with other superheroes and villains, right? Where it's like it's just weird and wacky and everything, like no rules apply. This is like trying to be a mix of both. And it wasn't bad. I enjoyed this film, but I didn't execute as best as it could, which to be fair, it's still early David Lynch. So he tried his best. I can't knock him for trying.
And actually, you know, and nowadays people actually look back to this film. And they really appreciate what he was trying to do because there are a lot of seeds of what he would do later in his career.
Female abuse.
Right. Lots of that. But I kind of gravitate towards it because I like a lot of like the visuals, the imagery that like I don't see things like this in other movies. And not that I want to see, but it's just like I have that kind of curiosity where you know I know this is kind of weird, but I want to keep watching and. And ultimately, it's, you know, Frank is like such a weird character. And actually, I think his death scene was pretty intense. Like the way he got that bullet through the head.
Blows
up. That was crazy.
Yeah. And even just watching the other cop like staying standing while being kind of pseudo dead.
Yeah. Like with his brain really coming out. Yeah.
But those parts are fine. It comes back to just a storytelling perspective,
right?
And what he could have done just better,
you know?
And again, he's this is like one of his first movies,
and I don't disagree with you. You know, I do think it's
perfect. We don't necessarily disagree with you. It's just like, you know, like again, this movie is an interesting watch. It's not a complete waste of time, but it does have its flaws. And if we're not like going to talk about its flaws,
right?
Then. What are we just gonna be like happy go lucky and say every movie's good?
No, absolutely.
You know, and you know, we try to give our viewers a kind of an insight the way we see movies, and like you know, and we try to make sure that it's a little bit relatable to them. Like if Like, we don't know who the fuck's listening out there right now, and we don't know. So we got to tell you guys, okay, this is, if you're a normal person, you're not going to like this fucking movie. Mm-hmm. But if you're a little bit on the wackier side, yeah. you might like, you don't want to see something that's not off the beaten off road, and it does have its flaws, but you still might enjoy it, watch the movie, mm-hmm. you know, like.
Yeah. And like I was saying earlier, I think a lot of people can either connect or not connect with it. And I'm kind of thinking now, like, I feel like I've seen some things when I was younger that kind of relate to some of the things that we've seen in this movie. Like, obviously not as graphic or as like crazy, but there are things that I saw when I was too young that, like, it's like, oh, okay, this is kind of like similar to that. And
how many closets did you sit in?
Too many.
every time he came over for a sleepover, he just kept saying, he's like, I'm gonna go to the restroom, and then he'd walk in the closet and close it and just wait. And I was just like,
yeah. But there's this interesting thing where I guess the scene in the end where, you know, Dorothy comes out like nude, like beaten up and all that.
I was midway through the movie.
No, that was towards the end.
That was towards the end. It was when, remember, like
when the guys want to beat up Jeffrey.
It was at Jeffrey's house.
Yeah, remember? I still felt like that was kind of like more towards the midway.
It was at the climax of the movie. Yeah. So like we still had like another 10-15 minutes left.
Yeah. Yeah, but that is something that happened to David Lynch when he was younger. Him and his brother went out and they saw this naked, like random naked woman, like come out from their neighborhood. And I guess that image kind of stayed in his mind. And so I don't know if that helped him create this story leading up to that in this film, but like there's a connection there, you know, like there is.
See, but again, that part isn't bad. It's like he doesn't have bad, like bad.
No, I'm not saying that to convince you that it's good. I'm just saying there are things that led up to this.
You know? And I get that. I'm just saying, like, just man, like it was just some of the stuff that, you know. And I get it. Maybe I'm just beating a dead horse right now. But just execution. Like, I don't think necessarily what he was trying to show was bad. I don't think the topics were even too outlandish. And obviously, in today, right, when it came out,
I think the themes were good.
Yeah,
you know, the good the in between.
I'll say that this is like a house that has really good bones. Mm-hmm. Like if you were to remake this movie with like, I think he with like a good budget, right? And
you know, let's say $100 million budget. I think you could make it a summer release, directed by, I don't know, Michael Bay maybe.
No, I think $50 million, right? Explosions.
Explosion.
Cock explosion.
Just one explosion.
There's one explosion. No, but
it's in his pants.
But I think if this movie is like, hey, if you get like the same theme, you remake it and you really put some forethought into the characters,
foreskin,
you know, and I think you have like a good, you have a good movie here.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's just one of those things which is very difficult to execute correctly because the themes and like topics are so heavy that sometimes you miss the mark. Like, I'll give you a perfect example of what I thought was Donnie a really Darko. Good way of doing it. No, it was Jojo Rabbit.
I was going to say Encino Man.
It's literally, you know, Jojo Rabbit is talking about themes of how there's kids that don't distinguish the difference between good and evil. And despite that, they're raised into like a certain society and they literally can become little Nazis because they don't know any better. And then that film kind of depicts it in a way where it's like artistically done and it portrays the image really well, and it kind of gives you, you know, a very good vantage point mm-hmm. on the situation.
I like Jojo Rabbit, yeah.
Yeah,
I
know a lot of people didn't. It was great. I loved it. I thought it was masterfully done. It was also kind of a comedy and a satire, which is like...
People didn't like it because it showed Hitler as like this funny, you know, weird guy.
Oh, the Germans didn't like it?
I don't know.
All the neo-Nazis? The
Germans were like, yes! They get it.
No, but see, that could have just easily has been like a horrible movie, like where it's just like, yo, this is too off the rails and fucking like comedic, and it's like not
like
serious at all.
Another great example too is Jordan Peele's movies. Like all of his has so much messages and like heavy tones and stuff like that about like what it is to be, you know, a person of color today, especially a black person today. And it's like it doesn't ruin it by any means. Like Get Out was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, like it's extremely like underlined with like racist like.
Yeah, but you're on a fucking thin line, right? Like you're walking razor thin line because it's like, oh,
and you're
shit.
Just like, and like some scenes that are like, oh my gosh, like I didn't even think about
or
that.
Or even like the fucking Tarantino and Pulp Fiction when they gimp fucking the.
Gimpsy,
like
that was fucking crazy.
You know, it just
again, we all love the gimp.
Yeah.
You love the GIMP.
We love the GIMP.
Alexis was a fan of the ball gag.
Let's go back to our Pulp Fiction episode and we'll see. Yeah. We'll see.
No, yeah. But, yeah. I mean.
All right. Anything else you want to talk about on this?
I'd say let's get on to the Letterboxd reviews.
Okay.
All right. So I did take your recommendations. It's not all just people that follow us. You know, some random people here, too.
Ooh.
So, all right. You guys are going to like this review. All right. This is by Mia. 2 stars. The aesthetic was nice, and I liked the colors, but something deterred me from fully engaging with this piece of cinema. Found it boring and dull on the actual story side of things. Really wish a rewatch can do this movie justice, and I'll have to watch more Lynch to have a proper opinion on him. 2 stars. I think they're kind of saying the same thing you're saying.
That's what's interesting is we're saying the opposite, and like we've watched enough Lynch to know he's better than this.
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying hopefully watching more Lynch will make me appreciate this more.
Right.
I see this as like possible with probably you feel like you appreciate it because you know what Lynch is capable of, and you know that like you're like, whoa, he did great for his fourth film.
He's like, this like I'm gonna see his 8th film and I see the fucking build up. Like I see what he came out to be.
20 years of Drake.
He couldn't have done that without Blue Velvet.
And it's just like, no, but Blue Velvet
it laid the groundwork.
I really think it did.
Yeah, it did.
Alright, that was a good one, Mia. Nice. All right, this one's by Mariana. 4.5 stars. Lynch's way of making movies isn't one of my favorites, but this one stood out. The places in this movie felt nostalgic, adding to the overall visually striking, ominous, and dark atmosphere. In fact, the visuals were my favorite thing, being so aesthetically pleasing. A nice and compelling dramatic mystery with an enthralling soundtrack. I don't remember the soundtrack that much.
I was going to say, I don't agree with much of that.
Yeah,
like I thought this movie was pretty ugly compared to Lost Highway. Like overall, I mean, like literally the buildings that stuck out to me was a brick building. I know we kept saying like the stairs were pretty cool.
Stairs. Like, Isaac nice wanted to take pictures of that.
They yeah. shoot yeah. pictures off of that. Like, but yeah, like the apartment was like very, you know, old school and cool.
Yeah,
I guess.
I don't. The
nothing stood out for me.
Even the apartment of like the
Dorothy
was kind of shitty.
Yeah.
Yeah, it had like weird materials, even for the 80s, I think.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
weird colors. And but I mean, obviously that was a choice.
It looked like he did it in a theater.
Yeah.
Too much Blue Velvet.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't
yeah. yeah. Okay. But it does give it a weird kind of look.
I feel like the only scenes that where it really kind of changed around was when Jeffrey was with Sandy. Like those scenes were a little bit more like
Sandy.
Lively and a little bit better as far as like colors and peppiness, which kind of made sense for Andre, her character.
How much does this movie cost to make?
$6 million.
Back in 86?
That's kind of a lot of money back in 86.
So, I mean, what is that adjusted, you know?
Probably like 20, 25.
$3.2 billion.
You said it this,
that's
this
a billion
was second
dollars.
Film?
This fourth. Is his fourth film.
Fourth film?
What did he so do before he did, this? He did Eraserhead, which took him like 5 years to make. Then he did Elephant Man. And then he did Dune, which flopped, which is really bad.
Did this movie flop? Have you seen the old graphics for Dune?
These are not gay. Wait, what?
So the producer, he made a deal with said, all right, you can have Final Cut, but you can only have $6 million. And it was like the smallest budget film in that producer's catalog for that year.
Yeah. So it seems like it did make some money, not a ton of money, obviously. I think even back then people weren't really like.
So wait, this was the director's cut? You're telling me this is what he wanted?
He had 4 hours and he had
all creative control.
So he had 4 hours that he had to trim down to 2.
Ooh, yeah.
Damn.
I'd love to see
that. That's why this dude just randomly is like, "Mommy," and just like, yeah. "Oh, okay."
Yeah, there's like no backstory in any of the characters.
Then I started blasting.
See, maybe if it was a 4-hour film,
maybe there's a reason why he said "fuck Heineken."
Yeah,
maybe. All right, next one. This is by, I don't even know how to say this, 1SM4R4, 4 stars, The Freudian Meanings. The psychosexual and disturbing essence of this movie that captivates you. The way David Lynch uses music, a unique masterpiece.
Dude, what the fuck? Did we not pay attention to this music? Like,
I know. I mean, like, I like the composer.
It didn't stand out to me, to be honest.
They kept singing Blue Velvet in just different fonts.
Yeah. All right, this is the last one by a person named Bronwyn. 5 stars. I think PBR is better than Heineken, and I also enjoy listening to.
He fucking lost me there, bro.
He's like an Alexis. He's a loser. Pervert.
They say, should I be worried?
Christ.
I don't think I'd fuck anything that moved, though. Anyway, this movie rocks. 5 stars. Yeah, no.
Wow. Thank you, buddy. But I, but PBRs.
The PBRs are PBR, just,
that, I've never had PBR. No. What does it taste like?
Like LA water.
LA water? Like with piss or without piss?
Mm. Bro, no, it's LA. It's obvious.
I've had Heineken.
All LA water has piss.
Yeah. Heineken I don't like either, to be honest.
That's like a light. Like light beer, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad.
Yeah.
I'll take Heineken over PB any day.
I'm just curious, you know, what are your final thoughts on this film?
1 through 10?
Give me 1 through 10, and then maybe even compare to Lost Highway just for a brief second.
Okay, 1 through 10, I give it 4.
Okay, 4 out of 10.
4. And I definitely do see a lot of aspects of what he did in Lost Highway. And again, Lost Highway is a much more refined version of this movie. And this movie had a lot of good bones. And I think the topics, to me, didn't seem too outlandish. I just, again, comes back to execution. And we see that David Lynch gets a little bit better with his execution.
A little bit. You get much better.
Much better. I'll give him that. Okay. Right? He gets much better by the time he comes around to Lost Highway.
Yeah. I feel like I could rewatch Lost Highway more than I could rewatch Blue Velvet.
Oh, no, for sure. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And again, this Blue Velvet, if I watched it every 10 years, I think it would...
It'd be too much.
It'd be too much. I'm like...
Mommy.
Mommy.
Kind of want to watch Dune now to see how fucking...
I've never seen this Dune. I've never seen it.
Imagine we love it.
I've seen snippets of it and the shield. You know the vibrating shield thing that they have?
Yeah.
It's so fucking stupid. Really? They look like pentagons and squares and like the CGI they use is horrendous. Are we talking about
Doom with the Rock?
Let me pull this up, dude.
No, D-U-N-E.
Oh, the original.
Dune. You were... Doom? You thought we were talking about Doom?
Yeah, I was like, dude. That movie did flop, though.
Usul.
Dune, bro. It's so, nobody knows how to make realistic fucking video game movies.
It's sad because when he made Dune, I guess he didn't have director's cut, which is why he had director's cut for this movie and all the other other films from then. But, you know, it flopped so bad, it kind of broke him.
What's his... what's David Lynch's, like, the movie he's known for?
Mulholland Drive.
Have we seen it?
You saw it. It's the ones with the girls in L.A.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that one's good.
Yeah.
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 Look at this. Look at these shields. That's the CGI.
Oh, that's bad.
That's fucking...
Well, I mean, this is the 80s.
Yikes.
Bro, you just...
All right, George, give me your opinion.
4.5. I didn't like it. Very graphic. The themes were good. I didn't like the... You know, the way he executed on them. And then also, it was just so outlandish and out there. Yeah. And the connections didn't really...
It's the nudity. That's why you don't like it. All right, Nick.
No, just in general. 4.5. Yeah. Lynch has done better. Lost Highway, though? I loved it. Yeah. It was good. He explored the characters.
I think arguably his best movie.
Interesting.
Actually, I haven't seen all the Lynch ones to say that, but... So far, Lost Highway was my favorite.
He only has like 20 movies he's made?
I wish. He's only got like 6 or 7.
Yeah.
He hasn't done much.
Well, for me, I'd have to give this one like I think... You know, I was going to say 5.5, but I'm going to round up to a 6.
Wow.
I feel like...
What the fuck, Nick? You can't just be giving 0.5s away like that.
I give 0.5s.
You're better than that.
Like, you know, what, the reason why I want to give this a little bit more is, just, like I said, it did a really good portrayal of like trauma and like PTSD and like shit that people go through. So I respect that, especially from an early film, because even film nowadays, like people, the amount of times like you watch a fucking action film and it's just like, oh my God, they just killed all of my family. All I need is a hug from the protagonist and I'm better. And it's like there's no fucking like repercussions of like the shit people go through. It's annoying. Like life is way more hard than that, and people go through a lot of shit, and people end up like Dorothy. And not enough movies show that. So I really liked the real portrayal of that. Like I said, I didn't think it was a visual stunning movie or like the soundtrack. I don't know. I guess everybody else heard something we didn't really hear.
Missed it.
But
the soundtrack to Lost Highway was great.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rammstein. But like I said, everything else, like I didn't really hate on this movie, but it didn't impact me as much as Lost Highway. So I think a solid 6.
I appreciate it. That's an honest review right there. You know, I'll give it like a 7.5 just because I think I connect to certain things. Like there are, you know, I like Nick said, I appreciate that it shows that kind of weird, demented side of our world, because it's not, people are uncomfortable seeing it. People are uncomfortable showing it. And so I appreciate it here. You know, not that this is a movie that I like to rewatch or anything, because it is uncomfortable for me, you know, but yeah. I like his vision. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I guess if we add it all together,
it's like a five.
So we give it a 5.5. The four guys give it a 5.5.
Yeah, one of our lowest.
Alexis sounds fucking. He's like, God damn it!
Wow, this is one of our lowest.
And
for
he
sure.
just got
he's like,
the
this
whole
is one
time.
Of his favorites, dude.
It's not one of my favorites, but now I have to go and tell David Lynch that people didn't like his movie.
Yeah, you personally.
Have to go and tell
go to a Q&A and yell at him.
You fucking suck.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, did you know that the Four Guys One Film Gang gave you a 5.5? I'm sorry.
Who? Okay.
You know, if one day we actually get like a famous director just like really reach out to us, like, I heard you guys' fucking review.
Right.
How fucking
fuck you guys.
He's like, fuck you.
Bro, you think directors are going to go fucking.
David Lynch was that one guy who left us a TikTok response.
You know what?
The most boring conversation in the world.
You know what, though? He was listening to Ramstein in the early 80s. That's a little weird, man.
Yeah.
We should just like start hitting up like. Not like big producers or directors, but just anyone in the industry that's low level.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
we just roast them for movies we don't like.
Actually, I met a producer who worked with David Lynch back when he was starting off. He's actually he's an investor in a place that I work.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tell
but
me,
anyways.
Maybe we get him on the pod.
Yeah, he co-created Showtime.
There you go.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Dude, the secrets you could tell us.
I know. Dude, he was telling me some shit. But anyways...
Why can't we need to start having guests on this fucking show?
Line them up.
Dude, we can...
You're going to have to cut most of this out.
Yeah, yeah. But anyways, if you like this episode, if you didn't like it, let us know. You know, we're Four Guys, One Film anywhere, pretty much. Yeah. No one's taken our name. Like, it's just, we've claimed it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of...
We should legally copyright it. Do we even need to at this point, actually?
No, it's like...
It's fair use now, right?
That's how people get screwed down the road where
really?
It's like you never copyrighted it, and then someone takes it and you're like,
the fucking guy that like didn't Taylor Swift didn't copyright her own name on YouTube, and like somebody just one day decided to make a YouTube channel on Taylor Swift and just literally put all her music and then collected millions of dollars of her revenue.
Wow.
Like in like pretty much in a couple of months until like the Taylor Swift team found out like, oh shit, we do not have ownership of our own name on YouTube, and this dick has been collecting all.
That's
of,
crazy.
He literally made millions.
There's people that make a living off shit like that. It's crazy.
Yeah, they'll make like Twitter accounts like as fast
as
possible.
Handles, all sorts of shit, and then they're like, all right, I bet on this person winning. Now they win. Now pay up.
Yeah, you have to
like,
sell
me
the fucking rights to the account.
Fuck, I need to start doing
like,
that.
He that guy's like, he made fucking money because all like it was a couple of months where he was just collecting Taylor Swift money, and then Taylor Swift bought
it. It happens to all sorts of companies, which is crazy. It happened to Google one time because they forgot to rebuy their domain, and then this guy saw it for sale and bought it for like, but then. I don't know. Did they end up ever like giving him money? I don't know if he just gave it back.
No, I think Google ended up just suing, like real fucking hard.
Yeah,
yeah, like
crazy.
Yeah, but you can find.
Look, Alexis, choose a better movie. Maybe we'll talk only movie talk. All right.
Hey, man, we chose Masters of Disguise. Okay.
The best movie.
The best movie.
Oh my god!
And your opinion was pretty shit in that one.
Look, I can't believe people still keep downloading that. Hey. Watching it.
It's a hot one.
Apparently, there's so many fans out there for it, and I fucking hate it. Yeah. And you too, and you for liking that. You guys are the worst.
Dude, I remember watching this shit.
You're also a pedophile.
Video
just like,
Sky. I had like, the big ass poster.
No, don't put me in the same circle with Alexis.
Turtle.
Okay?
All right. Well, this was Four Guys, One Film.